Right, the high-profile anti-abortion campaigner Bernie Smith has won her appeal against being convicted of harassment. The case against the Precious Life director was thrown out of court in Belfast yesterday. A judge ruled there was insufficient evidence that she harassed the former clinic director, Dawn Purvis. I've been speaking to Bernie. I began by asking her if she felt vindicated.
Absolutely. I think justice was served. And I'm relieved to close that chapter in my life and open a new chapter to continue with what I've been doing for the last 18 years, being a voice for unborn children.
What was it like to have been found guilty?
Well, tough. Wasn't an easy time. I mean, that was just before November last year, just before Christmas. So you can imagine, you know, like being accused of something that you knew you weren't guilty of. And to have that all turned around yesterday was just a relief for me and my family. And, you know, I just feel vindicated.
In court, it was claimed that, Bernie, when Dawn Purvis asked protesters to stop harassing her, you replied, "You ain't seen harassment yet, darling."
Yeah.
Did that happen?
Dawn has never been harassed and never will be harassed.
Did you say that?
Absolutely. Well, you have that in writing. It's public. Yeah. When someone is coming at you with a hand towards your face, I mean, I made a smart, meaningless comment and that was it.
What did you mean by it?
Nothing.
You ain't seen harassment yet, darling. Like, the inference is we're going to help the ante, isn't it?
Absolutely not. I mean, I was there throughout different stages or periods of time. Dawn Purvis was never harassed by me. She was never harassed by anybody. We were there for one purpose, to save life. But also, we were also there to ensure that the law here in Northern Ireland is upheld. The law that Murray Stopes could very well be breaking by offering an abortion service that's illegal. So we were there to uphold the law to make sure unborn babies were protected.
Well, Murray Stopes, of course, would maintain that they are not in any way breaking the law. What about leaving people alone who are choosing of their own free will to go into Murray Stopes? That Bernie, they don't want to see posters. They don't want to be shouted at. They don't want to be told.
Well, Stephen, I think you are creating a scenario that doesn't happen. What happens there is we give out leaflets, information that informs women who are in crisis pregnancy of all their options.
Pretty graphic, those leaflets, aren't they?
Many women choose life because they're fully informed of the adverse effects of abortion, what it will do to them, what it will do to their unborn child. So lives are being saved, and it's vitally important that the pro-life movement in Northern Ireland continues to be a voice for those children and to give out information that informs women.
But those leaflets are graphic, aren't they? Some of the images on those leaflets...
Have you seen our leaflets, Stephen?
Sorry?
Have you seen our leaflets?
I've seen them over the years. Some of them are... Well, you would admit yourself some of them are pretty graphic, wouldn't you?
What's graphic about the development of an unborn child, showing the development of a baby at all the stages?
Well, let me ask you, do you hand people pictures of dead fetuses?
Well, when you refer to fetuses, are you talking about unborn babies, the effects of abortion, the victims of abortion?
Do you hand those images?
We give information out on how abortion will affect women and what it does to an unborn child.
But those type of images are going to upset people, aren't they?
Well, you know, anybody that looks at the effects of war, anybody that looks at the effects of road accidents, I mean, we have buses that show the effects of speeding, drink driving. So, yeah, there's things in life that can upset people. And abortion is something that upsets. It upset me the very moment I seen an image of an aborted baby, and I did something about it. So it's no different than looking at the effects of any catastrophe. So there is a catastrophe happening every day, and that is abortion.
But you see, those images you say upset you, right? So imagine, Bernie, what those images are doing to a young, vulnerable, pregnant woman.
Stephen, you asked me to come on here this morning to talk to you about my vindication. I'm happy to do that. If you want to do a show about what we do in Precious Life, I'd be very happy to come on and speak and take you through the campaigns that Precious Life are involved in. I'm celebrating my vindication today because I have been vindicated and I want to enjoy that today. I'm not here to debate about abortion, whether you agree with with what Price of Life is doing. I'm here to say justice was served. End of, Stephen.
Yeah, I just guess this is a good opportunity. And there's no doubt, look, a court has found you innocent. A court has very much quashed the conviction that you had. So there's no doubt that you are you're innocent, Bernie, and congratulations. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. But it's a helpful conversation, is it not, to at least discuss what upsets people and the line that there should be between your rights to protest and someone else's right to walk in there without being intimidated, harassed, upset.
Well, Stephen, you're contradicting yourself because I was vindicated yesterday from just the very words that you are expressing on air.
Yeah, and what I'm really asking you is how do you know where to draw the line now that you have been vindicated? Like, how... Like, what is fair game and what's not? That's what I'm really asking.
What do you want me to do, Stephen? Stop doing what I've been doing for 18 years. What I do is effective. It works. It saves lives. You only have to look at the figures in Northern Ireland for women seeking abortion. They are coming down. People in Northern Ireland are informed. Women are being supported through crisis pregnancies, and they're choosing life. The Northern Ireland Assembly is a pro-life assembly. In fact, I would congratulate all the MLAs who uphold the fundamental right to life of unborn
children.
But
just help me understand, where do you draw the line? Because let's do this today. When someone's walking into one of those clinics, what do you think is fair and not fair? So you think it's fair to hand over a leaflet, right? We've got that. Is it fair to talk to those people?
You're not in favour of freedom of speech, Stephen? I mean, you are a presenter of a programme, you're a journalist. Do you not believe in freedom of speech?
If they make it clear that they don't want to hear it, can you still talk to them? These are genuine questions.
And what does the law say about that? The law says that it's freedom. We have a freedom to speak to people. And that's exactly what happens. What happens outside Murray Stopes is no different than what happens outside abortion facilities, referral centres all over the world. People are there because they genuinely care for women. They genuinely are there to uphold, as we are in Belfast, the law here that protects unborn children.
And if someone walking into one of those clinics asked you to stop, or any of the people in your organisation asked you to stop speaking to them, do you guys stop, or do you believe you can continue?
Come and join us, Stephen.
Yeah, but
join
what?
Us. But what? Do cover us. Do one of your shows on us. Come and see what we do. Come and see for yourself, because obviously you're not fully informed of what happens outside Murray Stopes.
Which is why I'm asking the question, if someone asks you to stop, do you stop?
Absolutely.
Okay. You're going to open your own clinic, is that right?
Yeah.
What's that about? What type of clinic?
The pro-life movement in Northern Ireland have got together, and it's important that women are given support through crisis pregnancies. And we're there and we're opening up a new crisis pregnancy centre called Stanton Healthcare.
And what will that do?
Well, it will offer alternatives to women. It will be a fully functional crisis pregnancy centre where women can come, they can have free ultrasounds, they can, all the support will be available for them in whatever circumstances they find themselves in, that support will be there available for them. It'll be a life-affirming crisis pregnancy centre.
And you're opening that opposite the Murray Stopes Clinic, are you?
Well, I hardly think I'll be opening it opposite because the Opera House is there. It will be open in Belfast in September and you will be on my invitation list, Stephen. I'd love you to come along and see what we are going to be offering women.
Okay. Bernie, thanks so much for talking to us this morning.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.